Hey, so I'm Lee, and this is Vision Eternity Ministries. Jesus is giving us a vision for our eternity. And so he is preparing us to be able to stand before him that day without spot or wrinkle, not lacking anything. So let's acknowledge him. Jesus, we thank you and praise you. You're so good to us. We acknowledge you. We acknowledge your presence. We honor you. We respect your word, what you say. What you say is right and true, and what you say sets us free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And so the enemy is running rampant, trying to find someone to devour. He's unrestrained by most people. He's just left to go and do what he wants because of our lack of faith. Ephesians 6:16, above all, most importantly, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. And so if you have faith, you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. You will come out on top. And so when you have faith, you have revelation knowledge of the word of God, what to do. And when you have faith in that word and you do that word, the enemy isn't going to have any leeway with you at all. You're going to stop him. You're going to stop him. He's not going to be able to do anything in your life. But many Christians don't know that. They're just letting him do whatever he wants. He's unrestrained. When he comes and gets you to worry about something, like money, for instance, worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear is a thing that he does. And if you don't know the word of God, if you don't speak the word of God to stop him, you're going to be imprisoned by him. But when he comes and says, what are you going to wear? What are you going to eat? What are you going to drink? Where are you going to work? You say, my God meets all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. When I seek his way of doing and being right, everything will be added to me. I'm not going to even have to go after it. He feeds the birds. I'm a whole lot more important than the birds. And you stop him just by saying that. And if you get a report that you're sick and he says, you're going to die, you say, no, I'm not. By his stripes, I was healed. You're quenching those fiery darts. You're stopping him. Luke 10, Jesus said that you have authority. I've given you power and authority over the enemy, and nothing by any means can stop you, hurt you. He can't do anything to you. You are in authority over him. But the problem is we're not taking that authority over him. We're just letting him do what he wants. He's unrestrained. He's just running rampant. He's not being resisted. And Jesus is saying today, stop him. Stop him. Be prepared that when he comes, know the word of God. Your faith is what's going to stop him. And we can't have faith without hearing the word. Hearing the word gives us faith, gives us revelation, knowledge, wisdom of the word of God. And when you know the word and you speak the word, you think the word, you live the word, that is your faith to stop the enemy. And he's not going to be able to devour you. Luke 10:19, behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power the enemy possesses. And nothing shall any way harm you. Nothing shall any way harm you. We must restrain him with our faith. We must resist him, stop him by having the knowledge of the word of God. Faith comes by hearing the word. We get faith by knowing the word of God and practicing that word. We're not to just let him walk all over us. God is expecting us to be his witness on the earth. We don't just stand by and let the enemy do whatever he wants to do, but we're to be that witness. We're to call him out, take authority over him, stop him in his tracks. Stop him. when he comes against you, speak the word against him. Know the word to speak. And if you don't know it, the Holy Spirit will be right there to remind you. He'll tell you. He's always there. He's our helper, a strengthener, our standby. And, you know, granted, sometimes we get caught off guard. But really, you know, the reason for that is because we haven't taken the time to sit at Jesus' feet. We haven't taken the time to be prepared, right? We're supposed to be on guard because he's roaming around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And so we're supposed to be prepared. Be sober, be vigilant. Your enemy roams around like a roaring lion. He's always watching for a spot to get in. He wants to get you distracted. He wants to keep you from hearing the word. Jesus said, if you're not careful what you hear, if you don't keep on hearing, you're going to forget even that little bit that you did hear. You're going to forget it. And the enemy knows that, and he's trying to distract you. And Jesus said, if you don't understand this, you won't understand anything. As soon as you hear the word, he's going to come and try to take it from you. Lust of the flesh, distractions, offense, you know, get somebody to come and hurt you, some bad news, you know. And when you hear the word of God, faith does come. He can say something to you if you are practicing the word and hearing the word consistently. And you're going to say, it's all right. Jesus will meet my needs. I'm not worried about that. You know, maybe you get fired from your job or you lose your job or whatever. You'll have a calm because of your faith. You say, it's okay. You say, I'm not going to die. Jesus needs me here. He doesn't need me in heaven. He needs me here to do his word, to do his work. Whoever believes in me will speak in other tongues, cast out demons, lay hands on the sick. He has a work for me to do. He doesn't need me in heaven. You're a liar, Satan. By his stripes, I'm healed. And when you have that strong of faith, when you only believe, you're going to be here doing that work. And that's what Jesus wants you to do. That's what he's asking you to do. That's how we're preparing to stand before him without spot or wrinkle, without lacking anything. James says, count it all joy when you go through these things because you're going to develop in patience and you're not going to lack anything. And that's a place we need to get where we don't lack anything. We don't let the enemy control us. We need to restrain him with our faith. We need to be consistent. We need to take time in being consistent about looking at the word, fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. He's going to tell us things to come. He will warn us of things. Many times I've had warnings not to go certain places, not to turn this way. And later, I could see why I shouldn't have. The enemy had a trap. He had a trap for me. So we always have to be in communion with the Holy Spirit. We always have to be prepared. He is roaming around like a roaring lion. That means he is determined. That's all he's doing. He's looking for someone to devour. He's determined to wreck your life, to steal it from you, to kill, to destroy. Whatever you allow him to. He's only allowed to do what you allow him to do. It's not up to God because he gave you power and authority. It's up to you. You're his child. He's giving you the keys to the kingdom. And of course, the enemy knows that. And he's just going to take over if you let him. If you don't know that, you're going to let him. Whatever you don't know is to his advantage. He is going to overtake. He's going to overtake you. Instead of you being in authority over him, he's in authority over you because you don't know. We have to know what's going on. And that takes time. It takes that relationship. It doesn't take being religious, going to church and sitting there and nothing happening, especially if you're going to a spiritually dead church. How are you going to survive in a spiritual war that is going on that you won't even know about if you're going to a spiritually dead church if nothing is happening? Jesus said, be careful. There's going to be many false prophets. When you go to church, you should be abiding in God's power. God's power should be there. You should be abiding in it and learning how to take authority over the enemy. Not just sitting there, nothing happening. Well, okay, I went to church. Now I'm going to go home and we're going to do whatever and then go again next week. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it because Satan is devouring you and you don't even know it. You have to look at the word. The word is your faith. It's your instruction. It's the revelation knowledge you need to overcome the wiles of the enemy. If you don't know what's going on, then you're in the dark. For example, say you're going to play a game with 5 or 6 people, and you were all supposed to read the instructions before. And so you didn't read the instructions, and you're all playing the game, and you don't know what's going on, but everybody else knows what's going on. But you didn't read the instructions, so you don't know what's going on. You're in the dark. And that's how it is. Satan knows. You don't know. He's playing a game with you, and you don't even know it. You're in the dark. You have no idea what's going on. He's overtaking you. He's stealing your eternal life from you. And you're not going to be able to do anything about it at the last minute. You got to do something about it now. Jesus said, not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. And you can't do his will if you don't read the instructions. If you're not being led by the Spirit, you won't know his will. You're walking in the dark, not reading the instructions to the game. And you will perish. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. This is a good word. This is a good word. Jesus wants us to know. He's telling you ahead of time. Read the instructions so that the enemy can't devour you, so he can't overtake you, so you know your authority and then use it. Time is short. We don't have much time left. Jesus wants to do a work on the earth, and he wants you to be a part of it. He wants to revive the church, and he wants you to be a part of it. He has something for you to do. Start seeking him, and you'll find him, and he'll reveal to you what he wants you to do. Let's acknowledge him. Jesus, we thank you for this truth today. We thank you for giving us heads up, telling us beforehand what's about to happen. We thank you for your word, your instruction that you've given us. We acknowledge you. We love you. Give you all the glory. Jesus said he has a word for us. He said, I'm coming, and I'm coming soon, beckoning you to open the Word of God. Open it, and I'll reveal myself to you. Thank you, Jesus. So good. So in love with you. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.